Didn't you do that with the capo with the third fret? Out of E minor position?
You probably.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I just wondered. We needed
I should have done that.
No, you should. I learned it both ways, too. I learned it both ways. Richard, could you turn up Bill's voice a little in the monitor just so we can hear a little better what he's saying?
Thanks, too.
Thanks, too. Okay. Yeah, you want to do that?
Let's do that.
What's that?
Do you want to tell us anything about that? What we just did, or about Roanoke we're about to do?
Well, that tune was written by David Grisman, and we learned it in his fifth floor walk up down in the village that had DC electricity. It was the old system, really, and you had to have an inverter if you wanted to run a radio or a lot of appliances that required AC. Anyway, we used to get cans of Dulce de Leche, which was a sweet Argentinian, I think. It's caramelized milk, and
it's the best thing on earth, Bill. That's all I got.
It's very good. And we went up there and managed to find a way to make it even better. It got pretty cloudy and smoky in the room, but we managed. David wrote the tune, but I was assisting and putting my little bits and pieces in where they seemed appropriate. And then we recorded it, and then finally it got onto a larger. It was recorded on tape.
Is that with Artie Rose playing guitar in that tape?
I think so. Yeah,
I have that tape.
It reached its the best version was I thought this when we recorded it with Bill Skinner.
Yeah, this is an awesome recording.
So thanks for playing it. It was nice to hear it again. You know, I can't play because my hand is cramped up and I can't close the fingers, which means I can't make chords. I'd love to actually play a few tiny little pieces of something for you guys, but this hand is working fine. Close the fingers all the way.
If you get Melody, use the left hand and you use the right.
I can't to close the fingers any further than this. So, and that's not enough to make a simple chord. So, I'm disabled here, but
we'll carry it for you.
These gentlemen are certainly all added together. They play a whole lot more than I could even at my prime. So,
not true. Yeah, but no, you gotta practice these songs. To bang on them. we can't just play these off the top of our heads.
Well, anyway, I'm real glad and honored that they're all here. Every one of them is a
honor to be here.
Every one of these guys is a close personal friend, and I'm sure glad that they able to contribute the greatest part to this event. So let's have a hand for everybody.
Okay, Mike, you're on. What do you got, Mike?
Roanoke was the other tune on that.
Yeah.
I really love Bill's playing on this tune, so I'm joining on some Roanoke.
Yeah.
You know, No, this is a, Roanoke is a mandolin tune written by Bill Monroe, and I still remember, we used to play it every now and then when I was with the band, and at one point I could just hear again, I could see in my head just how to how it laid out as a melodic tune. And so I practiced it backstage, and the next time we went out, I said, Bill, give me a break on Roanoke. And he did, and